Since I had so much fun recording Books Are Sexy, I've decided to record another one. A questionnaire, that is. Let's see, gonna choose one at random. This one looks interesting. Sex and Memory by Deleted. How very appropriate. Question number one. Think very hard and take your time to tell the story of your first orgasm. How old were you? Describe how you felt during, after, and what jarring revelations did you make after that pivotal moment in the history of your life. To be honest, as much as I don't want to answer this, I'm gonna have to. Throwing caution to the wind here, because fuck it, I want to entertain you guys. Let's see. First time I had an orgasm. To give you some backstory, I am uncircumcised. Now, you have to understand, circumcision rates in Canada are very, very low when compared to, say, the USA. I am not kidding or exaggerating in any way when I say that I was 12 when I saw my first cut cock. Anyway, I remember, I was, 5 or 6 when I first discovered that I could pull my foreskin back. It hurt like hell because, looking back, the foreskin probably hadn't fully separated from the glands at that point. But a few years later, I think I was 9, and I vividly remember this. I was in front of the TV watching reruns of The Muppet Show, and then I just, had a very bad itch. And I made sure that I was alone, scratched it, and while doing so, I pulled my foreskin back. I felt this tingling sensation go up my spine, and that night I experimented. It was that night that I had my first orgasm. I mean, it was dry, obviously, and I remember being rather scared at first, but when the sensation passed, I just felt this great sense of relief and calm wash over me. Question number 2. Have you ever had an orgasm that ended in disaster? If so, please give us dem deets. Thinking back, I can't say that I have. No, I'm pretty sure that I haven't. Question 3. Deja vu is an experience most people have at some point in their lives. In most occasions, the experience is so shockingly familiar that if someone asks, "What's going to happen next?" you are unable to answer before the sensation passes. Have you ever had a déjà vu incident in which you were able to tell someone details about what was going to happen next? How accurate were they? Oh, yes. I can say with certainty that I have had déjà vu moments. As to how accurate they are, let's just say that I've had incidents where they've been spot on, and other incidents where it was my imagination. Next question. Smells are closely connected with memories, and oftentimes these are extremely vivid memories. This is true. If I ask you to imagine the smell of someone's hot breath after a kiss, who comes to mind, and what was the circumstance? Well, that's easy. My fiancé's. First time we kissed, actually, when we discovered that we had feelings for each other. We were really close friends up until that point, and she'd gotten through a rather nasty breakup. We were at the local quay, just watching the waves come in and out. It was our way of relaxing. And then she just started crying. I wrapped her in my arms, I hugged her tight, stroked her hair. We were like this for 2 or 3 minutes, then out of the blue she just kissed me. It was that moment when I realized that I had more than just platonic feelings for her. What smells turn you on? What images does that smell evoke when you smell it? The smell of wood burning in a fireplace. Specifically, maple. It doesn't turn me on per se, but I have very pleasant memories associated with maple wood burning in a fireplace. My grandmother had a wood stove, and every Christmas she would invite the entire extended family to just have Christmas dinner at her place, and unless there was a storm going, she would put fresh cut maple into the fireplace and just have that go all day. Next question! We all went through that phase in which we discovered masturbation and did things like started spending more That's not proper English! 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 Moving on. Do you think your parents noticed these signs and figured you had started masturbating? I have no idea. If they did, they did. They never approached me about it. Next question. What is your definition of love? Love is making a shot to the knees of a target 120 kilometers away using an Aerotech sniper rifle with a tri-light scope. Love is knowing your target, putting them in your targeting reticule, and together, achieving a singular purpose against statistically long odds. Additionally, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy has this to say on the topic of love. Avoid, if at all possible. Next question. Do you think being in love makes for better sex, or does it not matter to you? I don't believe I can give an appropriate answer here because I've only had the one person I've, you know, made love to, and that's my fiancé. So, make of that what you will. Next question. What is your philosophy on life? Relax, don't sweat the small stuff, and just take things as they happen day by day. If you were going to a party tonight with the intention of getting laid, what would you wear? Me? Go to a party? Next question. Do you have any unique turn-ons you'd like to share? Perhaps something most people wouldn't think of as sexual? No, not really. Though I will admit that in tense situations, when all of the odds are stacked against me, I have disadvantage on my attack roll. Roll the 2d20s. And they both turn up as natural 20s? Yeah. That turns me on. Next question. What is your favorite song lyric and why? Now, before I go on, I was toying with the idea of doing a cover, but then I realized that I am a terrible singer and I would probably just drive a lot of you away. Therefore, I am invoking Title 17 of the United States Code, Text 107. Since Reddit is an American company with servers in the USA, and since this is a small snippet of the original song being used for educational purposes, fair use applies. With that out of the way... Not only is it an incredible rock song, it just speaks to me on so many levels. Next question. What is your earliest memory? My earliest memory, I must have been 2, 3. It was middle of winter, and a nearby pond had frozen over. My mother had me in her arms, and we were skating. Or rather, she was skating while I was in her arms. Final question, what is your happiest memory? Well, I think I've already shared that one with you. Realizing that I had romantic feelings for my fiancé. Actually, no. I take that back. The day I proposed to her. That is my happiest memory. And that's it! Rather enjoyed this one, despite the awkward start to it. Take care, pay it forward, be nice to each other, okay?